talk about the process of reconstitution next, and the commissioner. We talk about the whole executive of the institution being held accountable and changed for transparency. We want to reflect representation of the political stakeholders on the board.
And so this means what? A 50-50 representation?
Yes, 50-50 representation in the executive of the commission.
Now, you are saying also that the ad hoc members should have voting rights and be compensated. What exactly are you talking about?
Well, all the commissioners carry the mandate for the voting rights, and the ad hoc commissioners should have the same. Just in the event of a tie, they can come in and break the tie.
Everywhere there has been international election monitors. What are you saying about international election monitors in the run of election?
The question becomes there's a strong disparity for us between observers and monitors. You know, monitors carry a little bit more responsibility and can actually critique and correct issues in the processes while it's going on, whereas observers cannot. We want monitors, not observers.
George, there are some who will say, why is it that the CDC did not make these demands until now when they should be getting ready to go to the runoff election? It suggests that they are saying maybe you are afraid to go to the runoff election.
I will repeat to you what I said earlier today, and I want this to be categorical clear. We are afraid of no one. We have the numerical strength. We have the campaign mechanism that will never be activated. We stand ready and able to prove the will of the Liberian people through the voting in of the Congress for Democratic Change. We are deterred by nothing. We are scared by no man. What we want is a fair chance. What we want is a good shot to go in a fair, fair, and transparent process and win it. And what we want to indicate is that if you also believe in your numerical strength, then be open. Let's reconstitute next. And let's see who has the real numbers.
So what happens if these demands are not met? Does this mean that the CDC may not take part
what
in the run?
What happens is what we categorically stated for the last couple of weeks. If these demands are not met, we will not engage in the runoff.
Are you saying if all of these demands are not met, or what happens if some of them are met?
The general assumption is you either meet our demand or approval or you don't. So the portion of it that we find to be of the most relevant, obviously, will be highlighted to be resolved. But if all of it is not resolved and we have semblance of a free, fair, and transparent process, we will engage. If we are met and we have semblance of a free, fair, and transparent process, we will engage even further. Except now, it will be a different dimension.
Now, you mentioned the issue of security of election materials. It seems to me your party is very concerned about the security of election materials. For example, you say that the United Nations mission should provide security for all election materials. Why do you want that?
We presented pictures of people playing around with ballot boxes in the middle of the night. I think if you've seen those pictures on Facebook or in reality, there's no need to question the validity of having those ballot boxes being secure. It emphasizes the value added when people from different walks of life can come and protect a democratic box that they don't know.